Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Here we are, workout partners. Here we are again for our morning connection, our daily dose of MTC, mental toughness conditioning. Here we are, we're just two bros, you and me. It's just you and me and you, a few hundred other people, a couple thousand, I mean, who knows. But this is about you and me connecting every single day. I'm just here as your friend, as your buddy, as your coach, as your big brother, some of you are a father figure. Whatever I can do to help you get what you want, just by telling stories, metaphors, analogies, my experiences, my victories, but really I like to talk about the challenges that I had and how I was able to overcome them, because I want you to overcome them too. Many of you who have been following my bodybuilding career, maybe through Manformation, we're a lot alike, whether you believe that or not, whether it seems like that or not. I may just have more years of pounding away, more years of mental toughness conditioning, but I am positive I have some of the same challenges that you've been going through, same things that clog your mind. It's just working on it every single day, pointing your mind in the right direction every single day, and then stacking that over weeks, months, years, before you know it, you become the person who's on the other side of this live video chat and doing your best to help other people take their lives to the next level. All right. Hello, Polkit. Polkit comes on here every time, and Polkit needs a lot of attention. He won't stop posting until I talk to him. So do we got that out of the way, Polkit? Hey, I want you to show up online as a responsible workout partner, a mental and emotional workout partner, so I can give you your shout-outs like I gave Polkit his. Polkit, did you get your shout out? I just want to make sure. Did you get that? I just want to make sure. Did you get that? I know that's important to you. All right? Did you get that? Okay. All right. So I want to acknowledge you on the line. I appreciate you being here. We're workout partners. I'm going to do my best to deliver, stand and deliver. Again, it's not just my personal experiences, the experiences that I observed along the way. As you know now, I've just been fascinated ever since I was a little kid about what we do as human beings, why we do them, how do people do things a lot better than others? Is it their upbringing? Is it their parents? I mean, is it genetics in their mental and emotional beings? Is it luck? Are they just in good fortune? Good morning, Dan. How are you today, sir? Is Sherry here today, Dan? Right? You know, and so I was always fascinated because I wanted to be a top shelf athlete. I wanted to be a big thinker. And I've been on almost a lifelong pursuit on how I can take my talents, my abilities, the resources, my ideas, I can really make them happen, my goals, my dreams. And it's a puzzle, it's a game, it's a challenge. And, you know, I don't know if I'll ever step into my big shoes, but that's the whole passion of mine and the whole the pursuit is how I can put this combination lock, so to speak, together. All of my talents, resources, align them in the perfect manner so I can have everything in life that I want. And I know a lot of you, in addition to loving bodybuilding and training that lifestyle, you're on that personal development journey too. You're trying to figure out how you can be the best you can be, maybe correct some of those disempowering thoughts going through your mind. And again, I know, because I've been doing this for so long and I've had so many people drawn to me, although there's 7 billion people on the planet, there's a reason why you're here. And if you respect what I've accomplished and you like my style, you think I'm the kind of guy you want to hang around with, that's awesome. But here's the thing about you. I have a feeling we are a lot alike. And you just may be younger. You just may not have figured out things. Just haven't figured out things quite yet. Or you figured things out. You got everything going. You just need more time. More time, more consistency, more of that mental toughness conditioning, more confidence under your belt, but you're doing everything right. You just need more time. One thing I talk about during this morning connection, live video chat, come to you every single morning at 10 a.m. Eastern time, 7 a.m. Pacific time, and that's what time zone I'm in. Good morning, Jim. How are you today, sir? Is that, you know, I'm not going to teach you anything. Well, I don't know. I don't know what you know, but expect, oh, what can I teach them? Something new, something different, something that'll just blow them away that they never heard before. I don't even know if I have anything in my brain that has never been said before, right? but it may be new to you. One distinction, one new strategy, one new way of looking at the same old challenge that you've been going through over and over again for months, if not years, can be just what it takes to break through and finally get through to the next level, and then to the levels after that, and after that, right? And you showing up, just two buddies, just showing up every single day. This isn't one of those information type seminars or teleseminars or webinars or whatever that you see on the internet, right? That gives you this information. You go, oh man, if I just could execute. And if, what's step two? What's step three? And you know it's great information, but you're getting so much information. You got to, you know, block that in, block out the time to even execute it with your busy life already, and you just get overwhelmed and your eyes glaze over and it's really useless information. That's not what this is. This is just two buddies getting together, talking about life, telling stories. I'm getting your feedback on how I can help you best. I'm sharing with you the experiences that I have as a success coach, as a business coach, as a life coach, even though I really don't like that word, as I help men from all over the world. Every week, I am just pounding away, learning the common challenges that we as men face, and then how to break through those common challenges in both thinking and then taking action. And then I get to share that with you. I give you the cliff notes, the cheat sheets of everything I compile over my day or my week or my month. And that's the inspiration to these live video chats, just things that I go through. I want to do it when I'm in the heat of the moment, when I'm the most passionate, rather than just seminar material, right? So this is just two guys just talking about life and just reminding you of things that you already know. The basic fundamentals to have success in life. You know, if I tell you something that you never heard, that's great. But most of it is just reminding you of what you know, the basic fundamentals to success in life. Both mental and emotional success, also what you do in taking action, right? And it's just, okay, I know those 10 things. Now let's go back to one and take that to a higher level. Let's go back to two and take that to a higher level, right? Let's go back to three. Then you go through all of them again, and there's a higher and higher level. To those basic organizing principles to thought and action, that's the key to success. Not looking for always something new. Strategy number 147, like some experts are trying to say, this is a secret strategy. It's not the secrets that work. Hello, Marians. How are you today, sir? So, you know, that's what this is all about. And I want you to show up live. I don't want you to bookmark it. I don't want you to promise yourself to come back to it later. It's going to lose its power, and you may not do it. This is just, again, little bit every single day, pointing in the right direction. MTC, mental toughness conditioning. And by conditioning, what I mean by that is you take it in. Sometimes it hits you in the gut. Sometimes you handle it just fine. Sometimes you just got this down. And that battle, that mental and emotional flexibility that it takes to go through life, you get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Before you know it, you're just a whole different animal. But you have to feed yourself a little every single day. So I want you to show up live, and I appreciate you being here for this live interactive video chat. So every single day, I have a message for you. You know, I was thinking about our tribe, this community that we're creating as. So many of you are taking advantage of getting these random morning connection coaching calls that I do throughout the week. You're sending me those emails at skip@skipwithcore.com. You're telling me your name, your age, your telephone number, and the biggest challenge that you're going through. And throughout my day, I'm making those phone calls. I just talked to a gentleman yesterday. I believe it's Carlos. I hope I didn't get that wrong. Carlos, and his thing was bodybuilding a contest. He's got 2 weeks left or 6 weeks left or something like that. And it was just enough time, and I sent him my $100 13-hour audio seminar, step-by-step bodybuilding and training mastery. I also sent him contest preparation so he could go through that entire process. I've been through that backwards and forwards for many years. I created a program to create clarity and purpose, anything I can do to help you out. This gentleman the day before who was having challenge with his confidence at his job. He wanted to work up the ladder. I gave him the entire Man Formation audio seminar course, which is 11 hours of the mindset and actions of a powerful alpha male leader, 11 hours step-by-step with workbooks, Get Your Swag Back, Man Formation 2, which puts that on steroids, and then a 1 hour and 15 minute where it reinforces the basics, so you can listen to that while you're doing cardio. Maybe make a habit of listening to every single day. We're going to talk about rituals every single day, if not at least a couple times a week, right? To gain that clarity, that confidence, right? Those leadership skills. So I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to reward you for showing up live. I'm going to reward you for giving me hearts on Periscope. I'm going to reward you for sharing the feed on your Facebook or on your Periscope, all right? I want to do everything I can to help you out. All right, so it's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. You know, I talk about this tribe, this community that we're creating. I see you guys are showing up every single day. That's awesome. Continue to do it. If you remember, last week I talked about Donald Trump, and I talked about how the journalists didn't understand who he was dealing with in business, that these guys are serious, they're focused. I mean, they're total killers when they're going for what it is they really want in life. You know, I was thinking about, you know, our tribe. You know, back when I was a bodybuilder, right, a competitive bodybuilder, you know, the people who followed me, my tribe, the people who followed my style, that I did whatever I could to lead them and help them, we were mass machines, because they saw me as, that was my nickname, Mass Machine, right? That's the name of my supplement company, Mass Machine Nutrition. So, hey, thank you, Nate. Nate over there is sharing to his followers that he's watching this morning connection live on Periscope. Thank you very much, sir. And we were, that's the name of my supplement company, Mass Machine Nutrition, because I was the mass machine, because I had a systematic, step-by-step approach to the way that I became the bodybuilder, right? It's all black and white systems, right? Really had it down to a T. Everything was covered, right? So we were mass machines. You know, I was thinking with this morning connection, how can we kind of create our camaraderie, you know, our team, our group? And I was thinking, what's a good, cool name? What's a cool name for all of us, you know? And so what I was thinking, that, you know, our attitude, are we in it to win it? Are we really in it to win it? Are we going to wake up, or are we going to wake up like 3 months later, 3 years later, and say, you know, I just dabbled in it, right? And I just remember that Donald Trump talking about the guys he deals with in business. They're total killers. I mean, when you go up against a total killer, you better have your game face on. You better be mentally and emotionally prepared 5 minutes, hell, 5 days before you even enter the situation. That's what a total killer is all about. That's where you're going to have to be when you hang in that environment. And that's what this mental toughness conditioning is all about. We all are building up our ability to be total killers in any social situation we're in as we attack our goals in life. So what do you think? We're all total killers. So I cut out that little sound bite.
Lord, babies, these are total killers. These are not the nice, sweet little people that you think, okay?
All right, that's us, right? We're total killers here for our mental toughness conditioning, our morning connection. How does that sound, guys? You guys killers? Just having that attitude that you got to come in ready to play of every social situation you enter, business, relationship, you got to play to win. You got to be that total killer. That's what this mental toughness conditioning is. That's what you showing up for the morning connection every single day. That's what it's going to do for you. So I'm just so excited to share some information with you today. So I want to talk about rituals, morning rituals, that you can do every single day, you know, as you wake up, that can set your mind up to have an awesome day. And what inspired me to talk about this today was several of you right here on Facebook, under the comment section. You know, this came up about three times or so, asked me the question, well, what do you do when you don't feel like getting out of bed? You know, you can't get yourself to do the things you want to do, that you know you should do. And first of all, let me just tell you something. I have total empathy for those times and those feelings. Man, you know, in my life, I've had many stretches of time like that. You know, there's so many things you know you should do, you want to do, but it's a lot. It's getting really clear on what it is you want, and then having that confidence that you can actually make it happen. It's that balance between being ambitious enough that you have something that you got to get up and work hard for. You can't just lollygag around. You can't just half-ass. You got to be a total killer, right? You got to have that clear vision of something ambitious enough that really stretches you emotionally, physically, psychologically, right, to become your very best. But it can't be so ambitious that you're so overwhelmed that once the goal comes out of your head or out of your mouth or you write it down on paper, you're totally overwhelmed. Like, how the hell am I going to do that? Now, when you do write goals, here's a little side note that I believe is that if you write down a goal and you think you can do it, I mean, not you're pumping yourself up. I mean, you really think you can do it. It's easy. No problem. Scale from 1 to 10, it's a 10, right? You're that certain the minute you think of the goal, you say the goal, you write it down. That goal probably isn't ambitious enough. On a scale from 1 to 10, if you just think you can do it, you know, and again, I'm not saying you're pumping yourself up. I mean, you really believe in your mind and your body that you can do it 10 out of 10. It's probably not ambitious enough. And you'll probably find out when you actually do achieve it. What I found, right, and this is just relative. Don't take these numbers. I know some guys like things black and white. I'm just throwing numbers around just to be relative, right, to what I'm saying, right? If you set a goal and you're a little scared, you're not quite sure how you're going to do it. You don't have any evidence to do it, right? You've never done it before in the past. You don't even know anybody who's done it. It's just some dream in your mind, and it scares you. You're not 100% certain. You certainly don't reach a 10. But at the same time, you don't waste your time to set a goal that's so ambitious. You're so clueless on how to do it that on a scale in your body and your mind, on a scale from 1 to 10, it's like a 1 or a 2. That's just a waste of time. I know a lot of people who I work with, they're conditioned to set ambitious goals, but they're really worthless because when they write it down, it's not even close to having that confidence that they can really do it. As a rule of thumb, I always think if in your mind and your body you can rate a goal that your confidence that you can actually achieve it is about a 7 or so, that's a good number, right? You don't have that 10 where it's easy, because if it's a 10, you probably should have done a long time ago. Right? If it's a 2, it's going to be tough to overcome that mental hurdle. But about a 7 keeps you honest. Man, you got to be sharp. Your mind has to work overtime to make things happen, right? That's a good, challenging number. And again, it's just a relative number, right? So, you know, that is a great quality to have, is to be able to wake up in the morning with a goal that really drives you, right? And doesn't overwhelm you. Right, that's going to help you get out of bed right there. But how do you do that, right? That's the process, right? If I could just tell you that, of course you would wake up every single morning ready to get out of bed and have an awesome day. So you have to have those ambitious goals that drive you, and at the same time, you know, if you're always just going for the next level, it's never enough. You constantly have that angst that isn't manageable. Manageable angst is good, right? Out of control, I don't know where my life is going. I got these goals. I don't know what's going on. That's not good. You have to, in some ways, be able to stop and smell the roses, right? And appreciate the journey, appreciate your accomplishments of the past. Your past, your present, and the past could be all the mistakes that you made, but you battled back your past, your present, where you are right now, and your compelling, your amazing, that awesome future that you're creating. At the same time, though, the balance with that, you can't just sit back and smell the roses too long or get complacent, because you're going to wake up 3 months or 3 years later and thinking, you know, I wasted that time. Where was my drive? My goals weren't ambitious enough. I wasted a lot of time and opportunities, right? So it's that balance. If that balance is out of whack, you know, I certainly understand and empathize how you wake up every morning with no direction, no purpose, no hope. And if you're in that spot right now, I'll tell you, reach out to me. Go to skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. Send me an email, skip@skiplacour.com. Send me a private message on Facebook. Do what you can to connect. I want to help you any way I can break out of that place. I know how. I don't like to, you know from talking to me, I don't label emotions in extreme ways, dramatic ways, overly dramatic ways, in that depressed way. I don't describe things as depressed, but really overly challenging, unmanageable angst, whatever you want to say. I want to help you get out of that spot. I know what that's like, right? And here's the thing is, even when you can get yourself out of that state, sometimes you choose things that, let's say, get you out of that state, and they don't take your life to the next level, right? And the obvious ones are addictions. addictions that kind of take you out of that place of pain, of uncertainty, where you can't get up out of the morning, and then you waste your time with, I don't know, too much video games, smoking, drinking, eating too much, whatever, those things that make you feel good in the short term, but really compromise your long-term happiness, right? We all know about those bad addictions. You know, if you're like me, you might go into what a lot of people, especially in our tribe of bodybuilding and training, you go into what could be considered an addiction, and it may appear to be positive, but it really puts your life in a holding pattern. And for many people, this isn't all people. I know that this subject matter is something I talk about in my More Than Just Muscles podcast. It's something I want my tribe, my guys, to be really aware of. I talk about it in my upcoming book, It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. I really peel down the layers to tell you, yes, I was a successful six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder. I was driven, I was focused, I touched lives, and it left me at a point where I kind of had to really think about things to get to this total level of happiness of where I am now with love and connection with my wife, my two children, my businesses, that I'm experiencing happiness. You know, I may not be a champion bodybuilder anymore, but the net result for me is total happiness and warmth and connection. All the things that I really wanted, I just had a real hard challenge getting to this because I didn't understand why I was doing the things that I was doing. And that dedication to bodybuilding, that positive addiction, right, it got me to a certain point, and I couldn't just do more of it to get to where I am now. I was going to have to recondition my mind, think differently. And that's when even a positive addiction, when it's not getting that total fulfillment and happiness and it gets in the way of you ever getting there, that's when the positive part starts having diminishing returns. Now, I don't know where you are. If you're into bodybuilding training, that's your thing to go to. I see the memes all the time on the internet about how that's your place of solace when people screw you over, when people let you down. When the world's an uncertain place, it's your place to go and regulate your emotions. It makes you, at least in the short term, put an anesthetic to the pain of the past childhood traumas, past breakup in relationships and trust. I understand all that. I understand that could get you out of bed in the morning. It's just something to think about that it may, and you may be at that point where, is this all there is? It only helps so much. Anyway, you can go send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Again, skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. Private message me on Facebook. Let's connect at a deeper level if there's any way I can help you out. I've got podcasts about that whole subject, More Than Just Muscles. You can put More Than Just Muscles on iTunes, and I really break that whole thought process down. But anyway, let's get into today's topic. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. All right, so I really believe if you want to wake up and get your mind in that state, what can you, certain rituals that you can do every single day that once you figure out the pattern, the combination lock to your own mind that unleashes that positive mindset, that focused direction every single day, it may take you, I don't know, a lot of different combinations, a lot of different strategies, but when you find that right combination of strategies at the right time of day, and I'll talk about that, then you can create rituals where you do them every single day. And then you'll see the benefit, just like working out, right? And then you get better and better at those rituals. You don't add rituals. You just do the same things, and it puts your mind in the direction where you need to go every single day. You know, those of you who know me from bodybuilding training, you can go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/SkipLacour, and you can see me back in the day when I was training. And it didn't matter if it was the off season where I had plenty of food in my system, maybe about 20 pounds of extra body weight, or I was really close to my competition weight and lean and hungry, calorie deprived, getting ready for a show, I was able to exhibit the same level of strength, same level of focus, despite those conditions because of how I programmed my mind with rituals. See, if your body, you know, our minds are a tremendous resource. You know that. When you can control them, and that's what this MTC, mental toughness conditioning, is all about. When you can control your thoughts, when you can master your mindset, it's a continual process. I don't think there's one day you'll ever be, quote-unquote, there. You can always get stronger until the day you die. It just unlocks everything. It makes any strategy that you use, it puts it on steroids, so to speak. So that could be business strategies, relationship strategies, bodybuilding and training strategies. With the right mindset, man, that's what makes the difference, right? And so you can lift that weight just for, you know, I would do in the 4 to 6 rep range. So we're talking like 8 to 12 seconds of power just calling upon it, right? It's not a long period of time. It's amazing what your mind can do. We've all heard those stories where a grandmother, 80-year-old grandmother, I don't know, a kid was trapped under a car tire or whatever, and she was able to summon the strength, superhuman strength too, in that moment, because she was so focused, she was so determined, she used her mind, and she was able to do that, right? We've heard of those superhuman examples of strength. That's how powerful the mind is. That's the reward when we develop our MTC, mental toughness conditioning, and you showing up every single day is part of your ritual that I want you to think about doing every single day to get your mind set up to have an awesome day, right? So that's the power when we can do whatever it takes, whether it takes 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe I'll give you some suggestions today on your rituals. Hopefully they'll work for you exactly as I line them out, but if you have to make some adjustments, that's good too. It's worth 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or whatever it takes to figure out the right combination for you. Be dedicated, be focused to make sure that happens for you, right? The state of mind that I get in to deliver to you guys every single day, every single morning, this is 7 a.m. my time. Now, I've been up for a few hours, but I go through rituals, and again, it's not just I did it a couple days and then here I am. No, I started these things like years ago, and they build up, and you get stronger and stronger and stronger. You know, I'll be honest with you. Some of them are so powerful, but they're so simple. And you feel the benefits of them. And then you don't appreciate their power, and so you stop doing them. Because you don't, it's sometimes it's not easy to make the connection that I'm feeling awesome, I'm feeling great, I'm clear, I'm focused, I'm a great person to be around, I'm moving, I'm shaking, and it's because of thinking about this thing when I get up in the morning. Or I don't think about certain things when I get up in the morning. Sometimes it's a challenge to pin that success down to that very simple strategy. And so there are many of these things that I would do and I would stop doing. And then I would kind of feel in a lull, kind of out of sorts a little, not drop back down to, you know, a challenge state, but just not on top of my game. And I would realize I stopped doing some of these simple challenges, these simple rituals. And then I get back to doing it, I go, oh, there I am again. All right, yeah, that's, man, I got to remember that next time. And you know what? Months later, I'd still not appreciate their power. So this is a continual thing you have to remind yourself of. You have to be sensory acute to your emotions throughout the day so you can always make adjustments. Many of, again, our tribe is into bodybuilding and training. If you've been bodybuilding and training for enough time, you become very sensory acute, very sensitive to the feel of your body, the pump when you're working out, if you hit that mind-muscle connection with the muscle group, even the type of foods that you eat, how your body digests them, processes them, because training and eating are so important to you, you become so sensory acute to all of the slight distinctions and differences of a training routine or a diet, just because you focus on it, right? Well, that's how I've been with emotions for so many years. Right, I've been so sensory acute to all things that I do to lead up to the emotions that I feel and the ones that I want to avoid. And so that's the background I'm giving to you. That's why I've thought about these things a million times. And maybe you're a young guy and you're new on the process, or maybe you've been going about your thing and this hasn't been a passion of yours. And maybe I can speed up the process and make you go, yeah, you know he's right about that. I never thought about that incessantly like he did. I'm glad that he reminded me of something that was going on in my life. I just didn't realize it, right? So I'll tell you, if you want to start off a ritual to start off every single day with the right mindset to have an awesome day, it really, one thing that I have found, it starts the night before. And what I do every single day, well, you know, that's the bullseye, right? I kind of told you about the very simple things. And sometimes I won't appreciate them, and I just get better and better at them. So I would say the vast majority of the time. And when I don't, I let myself know that I'm drifting away, Right. But it starts the night before, where what I do is I just do a quick evaluation of my day. Now, I have a members-only website for my one-on-one coaching clients, and I take everything that I'm talking to you about into much greater detail. And also, I work with them one-on-one, where we work with their specific situation. If you're interested in that type of coaching, send me an email at skip@skipwithcore.com, right? I heard someone say, that guy is good. Oh, my God. He must be so expensive for his time. You know, and then I have him guess, and then you know, I'm starting to think if that's what they guess, maybe that's what I should be charging. So it's a lot more reasonable, I think, or I'm undercharging, right? But you know what? We don't know. Send me that email. I don't even know if I'm the right fit for you or we're the right fit for each other. But if you love this stuff and you know that having a coach like this, me talking specifically to you, take action. What do you have to lose? Send me that form on skiplacorecoaching.com/MC. Send me an email, skip@skiplacorecoaching.com, skip@skiplacore.com. Whatever it takes to get a hold of me, private message me. Be bold, take action. I can't tell you how many men who I've worked with, and they've just made massive changes in their mindset and in their productivity, their success, and they hung around knowing me, knowing that I could help them know about coaching, just contemplating it for about sometimes up to 2 years. And you can't get those 2 years back. It's worth you reaching out and at least starting a conversation to see. You don't know, right? So be bold, take action. So on my members-only website, there's something I do on this recording device because it makes me follow through. I'm fast and efficient, and so I'll just be at my desk. All right, here we are. It's Tuesday night, October 20th. Here's a review of my day. And I go through a process that I learned from the great Tony Robbins, right? And I focus on what was great about my day. And I make, you know, usually when you say something, well, this is my experience, when I say something great, my mind wants to kind of tone it down. Well, it wasn't absolutely perfect, right? Yeah, and it wants to drift to things about my day that can be improved. But through discipline, through MTC, mental toughness conditioning, I just, no, get back to what was great. And then I identify the things that weren't quite perfect yet. That terminology is important. It's not perfect yet, meaning I'm working on it. I'll get it eventually. It may take me 3 weeks, 3 months, or 3 years, but I'm moving that direction. I just have to identify it, right? And then I ask myself, how can I make this whole experience of life even more enjoyable, right? To have more viewers, share this with their feed. You get great emails how you're telling me what you find most valuable about this time that we spend together. Right, so I'm getting up early. I'm showing up every single day, 10 a.m. Eastern time, 7 a.m. Pacific time, and I'm getting all these emails because they're engaged. My guys are engaged. They're focused. That would make it more enjoyable. But identifying what it is you want, so maybe I'll say it, right? Right. So you won't just think it. You'll actually take action, right? So I'll ask myself, how can I make this whole life more experience? And I do that at the end of every single day. Most of the time, and I want you to just implement that, right? Compliments of the great Tony Robbins, right, that I learned about 20 years ago when I worked with him in his private training classes back when he was not so big time. I was in a class, and I remember it's like there was like 100 of us, right? I mean, his crowds now are like, I don't know, 5,000. He doesn't even do them that often. And this was about how to be like him, how to train like him. And I feel very fortunate to be in the presence and learn those strategies in such an intimate group with him back then. So I learned that many years ago. I want you to start implementing that right away, right? See, because that, but when I do that at the end of the day, the first thing I would say 9 times out of 10, hello Abdul, hello Mano. And if I haven't said hello David, hello, good morning, sir. And so I would say 9 times out of 10 when I take the time to review my day the night before in that manner, 9 times out of 10, I'm going, wow, I'm a lot more productive. This day was a lot better than I would have had guessed, right, because I took the time to review it. You see how you're setting up momentum for the next day? Here's the other thing that I always do. I always identify what I need to do the next day, whether that's specific actions, a mindset, whatever I want to accomplish. I line it out the night before. I plan my day the night before. And the power in that is not only going to get clear is that, you know, you're sleeping, It's marinating in the back of your mind. You wake up, boom, inner direction. You already thought about it. You're focused. You're going in a direction because you took the time to plan it the night before, and you wake up ready to go after 8 hours or so of letting it marinate. Right? So you see, we haven't even started the day yet, and we already have rituals to set up to have an awesome day, right? Set up our mind to have an awesome day. All right? Hello, Josh. That's okay. Josh says he hasn't been in contact for a while. You're here right now. That's awesome. Every single day, Josh, this is our daily mental and emotional workout, right? From this point forward, right? So now we wake up in the morning. Now, these are some little simple things that will help you too. So now you're feeling good about the day before, or you really were able to focus on what was great about the day before. You have a plan and direction before you even wake up. Now, what's really important is a couple things that I'll always do. You know how sometimes you have more time to sleep, but you wake up a little earlier than you need to, and you kind of have these raw emotions, and that's when, if you don't take, because your kind of defenses are down, you haven't gotten yourself pumped up, and all the fears, if you're like me, the fears, the uncertainty that everybody has, life is no guarantee, right, especially when you're going for it, they start creeping in, and you're not awake enough to start focusing on reversing those, right? It's like all your inhibitions are down. You know, I suggest that either, if you can't get yourself back to sleep, you might as well just get up. So you can start conditioning your thoughts. Don't just let them in your weakened state, right, take over. All your fears, all your emotions, everything that scares you, right? Man, you don't want to start off your day that way, right? So get up. And then what I'll normally do is, and I have this on my board, my wife and I, we ask ourselves questions. Now, this is what I learned, I don't know, probably 12 years ago, from a great friend, a great speaker, Kirk Ashley, in Australia. And this was a discipline that I got from him, that he suggests that you ask yourself these questions right when you wake up, every single day. So you point your mind, your thoughts, and emotions in the right direction. And it's, what am I grateful for? Right? What am I grateful for? What am I happy about? What do I love about myself more today than I did yesterday? Right? Those three questions. And my wife and I, we have a dry erase board on our refrigerator, and that's what we do. So when I'm up at 3 o'clock, that's the first thing I'll go to. I'll control my thoughts, and I'll ask myself those questions. I'm telling you that simple strategy, even if you say the same things over and over again, that is controlling your thoughts and emotions, right? Because there's always something to be grateful for. There's always something to be happy about. And there always is something, if you're working, you're taking a stab, you're getting up every single day doing your best, there's always something that you can love more about yourself than yesterday, instead of beating your damn self up, right, for going through the challenges. And then three quick things that you can do today that are going to, that if you assumed everything would happen, that you would do. One thing that I've been writing every single day for the last 55 days is an amazing morning connection broadcast. Touch people's lives, right? Keep it short and simple. You know, one thing that's always on there, lots of hugs. You know, I have the privilege, the opportunity to connect with you and make my living talking to men all around the world, coaching them to the next level, you know, in addition to the things that I do. And so I get to be home with my wife and my kids, something that's really important to me. And so I'll come down throughout the day. You know, I may work 7 days a week, and I may get up early, stay up late sometimes, but I love what I do. You know, I get to connect with my family all throughout the day. And so I'll always put hugs, lots of hugs. And I want to make sure every time I go downstairs, whether it's 5 or 10 times a day, I always want to make sure I touch my 24-month-year-old daughter, Brooklyn, and just, you know, touch my 9-month-old son, Jace, look him in the eyes. It's just a ritual that I do. So I'll remind myself of how important that is to me, right? I do it for me. I know that it's good when you raise kids, but it's good for me, nourishing my soul from all those years of being this secluded bodybuilder that I didn't do it. I'm doing this for me, right? And so I'll put hugs, right? So what a great way just to wake up, just focusing your mind. There's a couple things that I also don't do, and this is something I got a habit from before. It's like, so I go to the bathroom, you know, I don't know, And I would have my phone. I know how a lot of us are addicted to our phone. And I started looking through social media and Facebook. And what I realized is what a disempowering habit that is. And let me tell you why. I mean, it's great if you see some motivational quote that goes, yeah, right, or something really inspires you, or, I don't know, a nice kitty video that makes you laugh. That would be cool, right? But there's no guarantee. You know how it is. You got all these drama kings and queens, you know, on your Facebook page with all their problems and challenges that even if you're fortunate that you don't have their challenges, that's a lot different than striving for the next level in your life rather than, God, thank God I'm not them, right? All the political ideologies that may be different than yours, all, you know, you don't want to start your day off and throw your mind on the mercy of other people's thoughts and actions, you know, like some roll of the dice of scrolling down your feed if you're going to get something powerful and inspiring or something stupid that pisses you off, right, or bad news. A lot of people like to really post bad news and they justify it. Well, you got to be a realist. You should know what's going on. You know, I get it. I get all the wars. I get all the, you know, I get all the bad stuff, right? I get it. You know, I don't need to see it in my face every single day, right? Certainly not first thing in the morning, all right? So you see what we're doing here? We're just simple yet highly effective rituals that really start the day before that just get us in the right day. So you want to wake up, you want to get to work, and you're putting your mind in the best position possible to have an awesome day. Now, here's the thing about it. Just like with this broadcast, it's not you just do it once and then you're set it and forget it for life. You do it over and over again. You get better and better. You have more distinctions, a deeper understanding. It gets more ingrained in your soul and body. You have a real deep understanding instead of an intellectual understanding. Or for a lot of you guys, you have these theories that you haven't even tested, right? So you just do it over and over again. You build that conditioning, mental conditioning, emotional conditioning. So I'm hoping that's helpful to you. Like I said, there was at least three or four from some of my brothers out there that had a hard time just getting up in the morning, right? Now, obviously, to take control of your life, right, when you can actually achieve things and do things, you know, it's going to take more than rituals, right? That's what makes life so exciting, the work you have to do. You know, I'll tell you, I get to wake up every single morning. I get to touch your lives. I get to do something. The challenge, oh, what am I going to talk about today? How am I going to perform? Hey, what am I going to wear? Am I cleanly shaven? How's the lighting? How's the technical, right? All of these things. How many visitors are going to have? What can I have to have more visitors, right? It's a game. It's a challenge, right? I get to connect with men all around the world. I didn't just show up here. And you know what? Hell, I'm not even done. Man, there's so many things I have planned in the future too. But I know what those down times are like. You know, I really do. I know what uncertainty is. I know what it's like to not want to get up in the morning. And then, you know, this may be a step up from some of you guys that you would love to have. But I know what it's like to be addicted to the feeling that your emotions, like the first thing you do is you want to work out. Right, and then you come home after a great workout in the morning, and everything drapes, and you kind of attribute it to, you know, the recovery process, lack of carbs being drained, where it's not. It's just that you got your high, that you become dependent on working out, and there's nothing to look forward to the rest of the day. And I know you guys know what I'm talking about. And I know some of you guys would love to be in that position. What, I could be a champion? I'm just telling you, I get it. Go for it. It's worth, but if you're at the point now, you're thinking, this isn't doing it. Some people in our bodybuilding fitness will get it sooner than others. You know, if you see that guy who was this good bodybuilder or a good competitor, then he stops after a couple of years, it isn't because, I know, he didn't eat enough Pop-Tarts during his diet, but he gets that this pursuit is not going to get him to the promised land. He may be smarter than us. Who have been doing this for 15, 20 years, because he gets it. You know, I got it much later, that it only brings me so high to my personal pursuit of total happiness, right? But it is something that makes you feel good, something to start your day, right? So I don't know where you are. If you're, send me that email. Let's contact. Let's help you become more than just muscles. Go to my, and I'll post it down below. Go to It's a Matter of Trust. Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, or read my excerpts. Tell me if you can relate to it. If you can, send me an email. Let's get you on the path to that total happiness and fulfillment. Because really, you can have all the rituals that